Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Everett Jets FC podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Anyer, and I'm here with head coach Vasco Rubio. How's it going, Vasco?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, we've had some nice spring weather up until today. I don't know what it's like down in Everett, but it is rainy up here.
Yeah, same old dreary gray day.
It's been off season, but obviously we know what happened last year, and so I guess that leads me to my first question. What has that been like as a team trying to figure out, okay, we were supposed to play last year, and now we're trying to get into that mindset? Did you scratch last year away, or?
Yeah, well, we never really got going last year as far as any kind of tryouts, player evaluations, or anything like that, so I pretty much just went into what we just started as basically our first year. So we knew we had a good nucleus of kids that had signed up for tryouts last year, and so we knew at least that the demand was there. So it was exciting, and as you were out there yourself for the first day, 100 kids were out there, and it was great. And so I'd say that was a pretty good start.
I was going to say, this past weekend, when there were tryouts were held, and yeah. What did you see as a coach from a lot of these kids? You know, they didn't get the benefit of the pro teams, the number one teams having a season last year. What was the general feeling? Did it feel like they were ready to go? Were they a little rusty? How'd that seem to you?
I think all the above. Yeah. As you could see, just this kids being 100 kids being out there and just being very excited about being able to run, play, and have a good time. It was exciting for the coaches. I mean, we've been waiting for this for a year and kind of just to get back to playing soccer and doing the things we love. So, there is some rust, obviously. Some guys, everybody has to get in that playing shape. And so we're going to take the next 2 months, April and May, and do some exhibition games and kind of get into that playing shape. And I've been speaking to Hawk and Marco. Looks like we're going to have hopefully an EPL WA season starting at the end of May, early June. So we'll have that to look forward to as well and kind of be ready for it.
Now, with the tryouts, you mentioned the exhibition season coming up, but where are we at with the – are cuts being made or
as I told the guys, Brandon, on Thursday night, we'll be an evolving team every week. As colleges start kind of finishing up their stuff and their seasons, I'm going to have a whole crop of players coming in looking to look for a place to play, and I'm going to take a look at them. So – I'm down to my last set of cuts from what we did the previous weekend. I'm going to probably keep about 25 guys, but we're looking every week as guys come out of town and come back from being out of town and school and so forth to continue to improve the team in any way we can. So I'm very excited about the nucleus I have right now and what we've got out there, and looking forward to start kind of building the program.
Absolutely, and I know this probably goes without saying, but normally we'd look at, exhibition games, friendlies, and we'd be saying, oh, it's a little bit of warm-up, How much more important is that this year?
I think, it is great to have these exhibition games. It just puts these kids, a lot of them have, all of us, none of them have had really any competition. And so, I'm going to go at this as exactly that. They're exhibition games, all have the same thing, goal we want to win, but it gives me a chance to look at these guys and put them in different situations and different spots on the field, and it also lets them see where they're at as far as how far they if they're in shape, not in shape, or what they still need to do. So I'm really excited to have these games because it really will tell us kind of our bar and kind of work every week to continue to get better.
You mentioned guys coming out of college, going to be going with their college seasons and whatnot. I remember back pre-EPLY, when I was working for other teams, that was always a thing, and you'd even have where you'd have teams come in and even from England at some points, and they'd, they'd take one of our keepers and we'd take a couple of their players for exhibition. This year you not only have college, but there's also the extra sort of navigating the fact that high school sports are also going on right now, and that's sometimes
That's right.
Yeah, so what is that like in the sense of, I know that with the field, I believe, looking for a field, it provides an added challenge because there's a lot of different sports using different fields right now.
That's right. That's what Marco and Hawk are doing. Thank God. Because, that's a whole other thing on its own. I mean, everybody is starting all at the same time, trying to get all the high school sports that didn't have a season during the fall have a season now. So, yeah, I mean, it puts field time at a premium, and that is something that I told the guys. When we come out here, we're lucky to have a field, and we need to take every single ounce of that seriously and work hard because, they did a great job of getting this 2 nights a week. And it's crazy. It is, you're trying to do high school sports and then adult sports and then youth sports, clubs, and there's only so many fields. So, that just shows you the amount of just how important it is to sports to be around. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you going back to the exhibition season, for those who are listening who might not be as familiar with other local leagues, a lot of the games are going to be played against other teams from other leagues here. Do you have any thoughts on those leagues and thoughts on the opponents coming up?
Brandon, I come into this kind of as a rookie to all of this. I wish I had this when I was something to do after college. I mean, we had sort of a program that was the under 23 Washington State program, but this was 30 years ago. So, all these leagues that are now available to the youth or older group, because it's mainly older adults as far as the kids are, average age on my team is 23, 22. There are a lot of times there isn't anything for them to do after that unless they've got a beer league team with the GSSL or whatever have you. I know that the UP, I think it's the UPSL is a new league this year. There's four teams there. So we're excited about that. So, I mean, that's just, once again, it just shows you how much of demand for youth soccer and just adult soccer in general is needed in our area. And I think the growth there is a huge potential. So, I'm excited. It's competition's great. I'm excited to see that. And just the rivalries will be great. I think the boys are just excited to get out there as well and play some soccer.
I know too that a few years ago I even called a game with would have been Everett Sporting at that point, and there was an indoor team, and Everett does love the city of Everett loves their soccer. Once we're able to know about fans being able to watch, there's some things in phase three that probably will be allowed. What are you expecting from fans in the Everett area when it comes to the Jets?
If it's going to be anything like the kids that try, I expect a reasonable turnout. I think that, the games are going to be our home games, from my understanding. Current will be at Archbishop Murphy. And I would doubt if, I think they seat a decent amount of people. I'd like to see the seats as full as capacity is allowed by COVID to come watch. I think that, as you mentioned, there is a fever for that. And we're excited to get that going. And as we get going, building the product even more, and that's exciting because not a lot of people knew about this, and now it's been kind of on the shelf for a year, so it's finally good to get it off the ground and kind of get it out there.
I will say too, Marco and Hawk have been doing their best through all of this to be keeping up on social media, and they've got the mascot going. I noticed for St. Patrick's Day and everything,
yes.
So they're doing
the mascot out on tryouts as well, which was kind of fun. So just the atmosphere for these guys to see that, for them to see that this is an actual thing and it's going to happen. I think you got a lot of excited guys out there. A lot of them, just hearing them speak to each other and the excitement that they have. To have this is really cool to see, and I think that's I thank Marco and Hawk for putting this together, because it's what a great vision, and these kids deserve that.
No, absolutely, and I will say too to those who are listening, we are also trying very hard too to get some play-by-play on for the games, and some audio streaming. So watch out for that. Yeah. If you're not able to make it to games, we're hopefully looking forward to that. And finally, Vasco, when you are looking toward the, I know you don't want to get too far ahead of yourself.
Sure.
But when you're looking toward this year, what is it? I know it's been said enough, but it's more just getting out there. But what are you hoping at least to see as we kick off a season finally this year?
That's what I'm excited about. It's the unknown, Brandon. I wish I could give you the answer that right now, I'm very excited at the group of kids I have there. They're making it very difficult for me to make choices. You know, if I had to kind of give the general, kind of what I'm looking for and what I'm seeing, I think we're going to be a great attacking team with a lot of speed and just have a lot of fun, be exciting for the fans. That's kind of what I enjoy. And we're going to be a hardworking group. I think I love the diversity we have on our team, and we got some kids that are very good and they have an all-around game. But, you know, my goal here is to get them playing all together. That's the part of it, too. They've all come from different schemes or different play styles, and getting them all gelled, playing together is one that is going to be what I'm looking forward to do, and they're looking forward to the work. So, you know, for me, the success is we're out playing right now.
Yep.
And building from that will be exciting, and, you know, we take it 1 week at a time, and, you know, and then we'll go from there. I'm just excited to be doing it. You know, that's the part of it that's exciting for me. And these kids are feel the same way. And you know, April 3rd couldn't come any quicker.
Right, we're just around the corner.
Game, you know, yeah, exactly, just right around the corner. So, you know, it's as I talk to Marco and Hawk every day, and it just seemed like it was yesterday we were talking about the tryouts for the first year and all that. And here we are, finally, kind of seeing our the work that they put in together and coming to fruition.
Well, I got to say, as the guy who's going to be calling the majority of the games this year, I look forward to the speed you mentioned. I look forward to calling some goals and you know, and also getting the numbers and names right, since it's been a while for me as well. So.
Yes. Hey, listen, and funny you say that. I'm having that challenge of practice. Like I said, I've got a great, diverse group. And, you know, I thought I had a difficult name, but boy, I've been butchering some names at practice. It's been pretty fun, and the guys have been having a ball with it. So
I'm
definitely making up some nicknames. That's for sure.
I remember my calling the MASL days, and you'd have these guys come in. They literally signed to like 2-day deals, and they'd have a totally different number, and you'd be like, "I've been calling the wrong name the whole game, guys." Just so you know.
Well, I'm excited to have you calling the games, man. That's awesome.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much for talking today, Vasco. And yeah, good luck with getting ready for April 3rd.